going to call the meeting to order. It's 6:30. I'd like to thank everybody attending. There's a couple items on the agenda, but as I stated, I want to thank everybody for coming. And first thing up is citizens' comments. Is there any citizen that wished to make a comment? 6:31, citizen comments closed. Next up is supervisor comments. Any supervisor wishing to make a comment? Any youth wishing to make a comment?
No comment.
No comments. 6:31, chairman comments. I have nothing. I just want to wish everybody a happy holidays, and thanks again for coming.
Well, you don't have to thank us for coming, you know.
It's
kind of got it as a responsibility, you know.
Well, you never, nowadays, you never know. Like,
this is my, just, I missed one meeting in a few years, and that was Judy's birthday, so I
get okay,
99.7% attendance. I guess I'm doing okay, huh?
Yeah.
It's still 6:31, and is there a motion to approve our minutes?
So moved.
Second.
It's been.
Long day.
Exactly. Any corrections, any comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Minutes are approved. Next up at 6:32, the resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, probationary cabaret for Lumpy Sports Bar.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. The resolution is to approve a probationary cabaret license for Lumpy's Sports Bar. Highway 83 in the Township of Salem. The past building inspection, this was brought before you earlier, but there was a new owner, so it was withdrawn at that time. While there are a few violations listed in the paperwork, there are no violations since the new owner took over, and we would recommend approval. Thank you.
Motion to approve.
It's been moved by Supervisor Haas, second by Supervisor Johnson.
Questions?
And there's some discussion.
You said nothing since the new owner took over?
No, sir.
Like that would be when?
That would be, it's listed in the sheet as of new owner took over on 11-16.
Okay, so.
Approximately.
So last 11-16 of?
This year.
So a month.
Okay, so.
There were a few violations.
2 months between the time he took over and that.
Right, but the listed violations going back to August, none of those would have precluded the issuance of a probation and cabaret license anyway.
They wouldn't.
Okay. The individual from Lumpy's is here too. If I don't know if you have any questions for him.
Nah, not really. Hopefully he'll continue with his good record.
Any further discussion from the youth? Youth vote first.
Aye.
It's unanimous. Aye. Thank you. Thanks for coming.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Next up is a resolution that I requested that was prepared by Corporation Council. It's establishment of a veterans court. Briefly, right now Kenosha County has a mental health court and we have a drug court. I believe there is a need as a criminal defense attorney in Kenosha County. We're seeing more and more offenses that are brought on by individuals that have just been discharged and out of the military. One of the concerns that I had is some of the individuals are not receiving proper treatment. And one of the concerns, I've also met with the district attorney, several of our judges. Judge Wilbur Warren is one of the judges that is leading the move for having a veterans court. He has already gone out to the East Coast. He has seen their model that he would like to bring back to this community. One of the major factors for a veterans court is having veterans going to the VFW, the American Legion, and having mentors. That is one of the biggest things. Before a successful veterans court, you have to have very active mentors, because clearly the court system itself is not going to be the, you know, it will not truly help the veterans like the mentors. Also in Kenosha, we're fortunate, we have a VA clinic, and we're very close to the clinic that's just, or the hospital that is in Illinois. So I'm looking for approval for this resolution. In Kenosha, we're looking at actually having a multi-county court where it would be Kenosha, Walworth, and Racine. And it would be very important with this resolution, we can get a committee going. I think there's federal funding out there, and I think this is something that can really be used in our community. And I'm just urging your support.
Do we know where the other counties are on this?
They're all on board. They all have judges. The biggest concern right at this point, and I don't want it to get bogged down, is they're looking at the possibility of having a revolving calendar and dealing with the district attorney's offices in different counties and having different judges. I mean, we're trying our district administrator. We're going to be meeting with him also so that everybody's on board, because clearly all the DAs, all the judges are on board, but to run it effectively and funding, I mean, that's one of the biggest concerns.
So, and move.
So, okay, I guess go ahead, make a second. I got a question.
Oh.
How's it gonna function? I mean, it's a veterans court, but
right.
So do they get referred there before they go to?
What would happen is when an individual's brought into the criminal justice system, if they were arrested, yeah, or something, they go into, or if they're, we have an intake court.
Okay.
And within the intake, they just how we have a system that basically monitors, or not monitors, when they're brought into the system, they fill out different informational sheets.
So just find out they're a veteran.
Exactly.
Exactly. And then what, they pluck them out and see if there's any issues that.
And they're brought in. They're evaluated. They can also get special treatment through the VA. They can be monitored. The whole system is for the treatment. I mean, these
so
are,
would this trigger automatically when they went into, they got arrested for something, or?
Exactly. They would monitor. They're able. They would sign a release so we can actually get into their military files.
Okay.
So they're. Our biggest concern is we want to make sure they're truly veterans and not somebody that's trying to use this as a way to basically beat the system.
And the other issue is it might be something that was related to their service.
Exactly. Their mental health. That's the biggest thing, because with the post-traumatic stress disorder and things like that, people are being discharged and they're not receiving the proper treatment.
So if we move this forward from here, it won't have to come back to us. They're not going to refer it back to us.
No. This is doing, it's basically, it's a resolution
to support the
idea. And get basically to get, I wanted it to get the publicity so we can, so that the committees and the judges, and we can meet with the right people to get it going. Because this is, Kenosha County's been looking at this basically for the last 2 years, and we're still
looking at it.
Exactly. So this basically puts a little.
Fine with me.
Like I said, everybody I've met with, Bob Zaff, the district attorney, everybody says it's a great idea, but now it's just to get the ball moving.
Well, actually, it's going to be a lot of workings in the process. Once you get it in and you get this done, then it's on the books, and then somehow, how is it going to get started? It's going to have to be worked up by a committee. Is that it?
Exactly.
Could be special prosecutors and everything else. Yeah.
Well, the district attorney, I think it's going to be run a lot like our drug court, where they have a committee that comes in, and it almost could be the same individuals, except we would be adding on individuals from the VA and also individuals from the VFW American Legion who could be mentors. So, I mean, basically, it's almost like we have everything in place. We just need to.
Yeah, sure.
So if we pass this, what we're doing is passing the idea, and then it'll go forward.
Get it forward, right?
Exactly.
Move to approve.
Where's the funding going to come from?
Well, what we're looking at, I've talked to different people from the VFW, the VA. There's a lot of federal money out there that, especially with what's going on now in Afghanistan and things like that, there's a lot of money that could be used, and a lot of resources, a lot of volunteers, because that's the majority of the veterans courts that are on the East Coast are predominantly volunteers. I mean, there's individuals that from the mental health that have done active duty, have been in battle, who are doctors and psychiatrists, and they're the ones that are actually coming forward and providing a lot of services.
There is a really big push for getting people who've been exposed to combat integrated successfully back into society. My wife is a clinical psychologist and gets recruited by the U.S. for places all over the country. There's a big push.
And the biggest issue right now, as they said, once all these men that are coming back from the Middle East, with the unemployment rate so high, with divorce rate high with in the armed services, it's almost like a time bomb just waiting to explode.
Yeah, nobody turned either. Yeah.
And so, I mean, it would be great if nobody has to use the Veterans Court, but it's nice to have the resource there to provide a service to our veterans.
So the support is coming from veterans organizations too.
Right. Because the VA
you're
going
to need them to get the people to volunteer to be on these committees and
right.
stuff.
Right, and that's why we want to have an open door with the VFW, American Legion, the Navy group, and have everybody. Because from the information I've received, the best individuals are those individuals because they can relate to it. I mean, in the criminal justice system, an individual. I mean, I've represented several individuals that have been discharged, and you talk to them. And you can't comprehend what they've experienced. I mean, it doesn't. It's totally different. And even Judge Warren, when I talked to him, he said the same thing. You know, they're experiencing things we here can't relate to.
He was a combat veteran on a helicopter.
Well, he never saw. When I talked to him, he said he never saw active duty or anything.
Okay. No.
He is a pilot, though. He's a helicopter pilot, but he never saw active duty or battle or anything like that.
Are the judges behind us?
Judge Warren is already assigned to it. I mean, he's gone, like I said earlier, he's gone out to the East Coast. Judge Miloselskis, the judges have basically put their stamp of approval on it. I mean, this has been in the works for, I think, almost 2 years.
You're
a year and a half.
Judge, will you support it, too?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
I'm kidding. No, I'm not kidding.
I'd be the first one I'd volunteer for it. And that's another thing. This is... I mean, with this, it's basically just with our drug court, the judges are going beyond what they have to do. I mean, they're meeting basically when they don't have a calendar and they're bringing this in, and just like the district attorney's office, they're sending people that, you know. But I mean, there's a need for it, and I think it's our responsibility to show.
Absolutely.
So I'd ask for your approval.
I move to approve.
I'll second.
It's moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
You also aye. Thank you. Thank you guys for coming. I appreciate it. If you could come to the next, I mean, that's going to be the big one when it's actually in front of the county board. That will be
January
3rd. And I'll send you out an email too. Any other? And it is. I got to look at my watch. 6:43. Any other business? Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Been moved by Supervisor Johnson, seconded by Supervisor Haas. All in favor?
Aye.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
You know, so you sat an extra 3 minutes. I'm sorry about that.
Looking back on it, you know, I'm like, oh, I should have said this. You know, I should have said that. But at the time, it went pretty well. Yes,
you. Where's the other one?
I missed the one. I actually missed our wrestling meeting to come there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want they had talked to someone else.
Don, do you have the original?
Phone, like they had done it over
for my resolution?
But I think showing up.
Yes, now it's a computer, right?
Helped a lot.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And then she took the time to actually go to the interview.
Yeah, right. Everybody would sign that.
No, well, I'm sure, you know, how many other candidates will?
For the Naval Academy, there were 12. It's pretty full.
I know.
They had a couple who would go to.
Oh, exactly. Well, I was going to say, have you ever seen the movie Born on the 4th of July?
Yep.
I mean, it's just, and that's the other thing, the VA is getting cut. I mean, when I went out there, they were showing the VA hospital, they actually closed it because it was condemned.
Oh, it's 4 days.
Yeah.